Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jay.
All right, we've been playing some of this audio from this 16-year-old daughter of Kellyanne Conway for the past couple of days or so, just because it's crazy. They've got a very dysfunctional family, including the mom, the dad, the daughter, everybody. As you know, she continues to post, taking jabs at her parents, mainly her mom, but it's just outrageous stuff. Now, yesterday, the story was, Jamie, that mom had a photo of her daughter that was topless and somehow posted it on some social platform.
Correct. And it was briefly. Super quick. They said that she accidentally hit the gallery button because she'd taken a picture of her daughter's phone and saw that her daughter had some booby pictures. And so it was really quick. It was up for seconds and then pulled down.
I remember when somebody I know did that.
Did what?
Had some squirrels.
Yeah, but I put squirrels over my boobs. Yeah, so.
A quick second. It was up.
No, I left it for the whole weekend because it was just it was like having a bathing suit on. It was just a squirrel bathing suit.
Squirrels. I remember the squirrel.
I wasn't embarrassed of it because I had no problem with it. It was when my kid saw it and he's like, Mom, yeah. I go, it's a squirrel bathing suit.
Well, there were a couple of things, actually. Remember, there was a former employee that somehow put it on their phone and kept it for a while.
And saved it, and that got creepy.
And we thought that got really creepy. Now, I saw the photo, but I certainly didn't lock it in and keep it on my phone in my part of my photo gallery or anything like that because, you know, it's a co-employee. It's Jamie, and I would never do that.
That was weird.
But some people did, and that was strange, I thought.
It was very odd.
All right. So this daughter, the claim was that a picture was taken of her topless, and her mom posted it, and now
accidentally.
Yeah, and the daughter's been very upset with mom and called the cops, didn't she?
She said, watch this, everybody. My mom, well, you have the audio. I'm sending my mom to jail. Yeah. And so that's what happened. And she let us all know that. And so then yesterday it went psychotic that Kellyanne was going to prison because it literally is child pornography. And it's not only child pornography, but it's also, what's that word where you're like trying to give it away? I don't know. But anyway, it's
distribution?
Even, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's all right. Here's the daughter talking about mom and mom having this picture and posting the picture.
The pictures were months ago, and I'm assuming that when my mom took my phone, anytime she's taken it, because she takes it all the time, she took a picture of that. So that was on her phone. And I guess she accidentally posted it or somebody hacked her, but I'm shaking. I don't know what to do. My mom deserves to go to jail. That's unreal.
So the picture was on the daughter's phone. Mm-hmm. And mom gets the daughter's phone and somehow the picture gets posted.
According to the story. Yeah, or what I read is her mom took a picture of it.
Yeah, that's just
what
I saw. Like proof.
But when you listen to that, it sounds a little different, doesn't it?
It's really
kind of weird.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, now the daughter is saying that she doesn't think her mom did it. Now that mom could be going to prison, she's backing down.
I think what happened is it got real. I mean, I think that these people are all crazy. We've agreed to that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all really media whores, okay? And I think yesterday when it got serious that mom could actually be put away for child pornography and trafficking.
Yeah.
It's a whole different Oprah.
Yeah, it's pretty serious when you make a phone call to the police and say, my mom posted a picture of me topless and I'm underage. They take that kind of serious.
Yeah, to get back at me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's also revenge porn. It's like, it could be a million
exploitation,
different...
Exploitation, all that stuff.
Now, here's the daughter trying to, I guess...
Fix it.
Yeah, fix it. Talk her way out of it.
This isn't forced. This is coming completely from me, Claudia. I have faith, and I know that my mother would never put something like that on the internet, as well as me. We would never do that. My mom and I, we fight like mothers and daughters, but we also love like mothers and daughters, and I do love her. I will be taking a break from social media because we are really tired of being headlines. I love my mom, and she loves me.
Do most mother and daughters fight like this?
I don't think so.
Well, I had a mother, and I would tell you that the answer is no. I mean, you know, we would have spats, but my mom was kind of passive-aggressive. Like, when I would dress like a slut when I was in high school, and I walked downstairs, she'd be like, well, that's different.
Now, I agree. I do think raising a daughter is a little bit more difficult than raising a son. I do think that, okay?
Of course.
I think you know, you can have a little bit of tension between the parents and a daughter more so than a son. I really believe that. But I don't think most families operate like this group does. This bunch is bipolar. They're out of control. One day, I mean, they're at each other's throats. When their fights get nasty, they're dirty nasty.
Well, they go to social media with it. They don't keep it inside the home. Like, if I have a disagreement with my son, I might post something funny about it, but I don't videotape him, and he doesn't videotape me, and we don't post it.
You're not intentionally throwing each other under the bus every single day.
Well, and that's what's confusing about her statement. She said, we're tired of, what did she say? Something?
Being headlines.
Yeah. You're making the headlines there, little girl.
This isn't forced. This is coming completely from me, Claudia. I have faith, and I know that my mother would never put something like that on the internet, as well as me. We would never do that. My mom and I, we fight like mothers and daughters, but we also love like mothers and daughters, and I do love her. I will be taking a break from social media because...
No, you won't.
We are really tired of being headlines.
No,
I love my mom, and she loves me.
She's not going to take a break. She might take a one-day break.
It'll be like 5 hours.
Yeah. She's not going to take a break. She enjoys it way too
much. I feel like something happened. I feel like either lawyers came in and said, listen, little girl, your mom could be sent away for a long time. This is no joke. But, you got to shut it down.
But you've already opened up the Pandora box.
Well, I know.
How are you going to stop it now? Because you've already got the police involved. There is a picture. She is underage. You can't just sweep that under the rug.
No, but I'm sure that's from a lawyer.
I agree with you. Yeah. But what I'm saying is this. Now that that ball has started rolling, what the hell's going to happen? Just because she goes on and offers this apology doesn't mean the police investigation's going to stop, right?
No, it won't stop. Obviously it won't, but I think that that right there was recommended by higher ups. Like, get your ass off social media.
I will say this, Kellyanne Conway, your daughter, Claudia, thank you so much for all the show content. We really, Jamie and I really do appreciate it. We do. You help us.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.